Now, I'm used to talking about social media or communities, culture, and how other people use social media. But more recently, I turned into a slight bit of an activist online and was pushing and asking quite a few questions about how a university might use and how students might use social media. And one of the more obvious platforms that came to mind was Facebook. However, there were issues, and it would seem that actually that there's some real issues with how people are still perceiving social media to be. And I say that with love, because I think social media has hit a certain point where, for me and the industry, it's saturation, as in it's something that people feel they've got a grip on, and everyone's got their own version of events and stories, and there's a relative understanding to how things might work, and that's without having to go into a specific theory, there is an understanding of how to. But the idea of smarter cities and data centers being built proves of worth, especially through social media, as well as tracking devices and other angles, that people are being monitored and we're like a shoal of fish, as a friend has said recently. And as this shoal of fish, we do use social media in a very we like to think of it as a free manner, where it's a freedom of speech, where we are able to express ourselves, market ourselves, push our services and skills and expertise, develop our personal brand, our business brand, professional brand, whatever it might be. But, however, the data shows that actually we're moving in certain trends in certain ways, and we do this within certain hours of the day as well. Now, what's really quite interesting is with this discussion I had through Twitter, as I do with most discussions through Twitter, there seems to be this lack of understanding of the digital culture actually affecting. And the data centres are beginning to tread on this slightly. However, people are still naive in thinking that they have choice and that they have the ability to choose how to engage, when the reality is that there are only a few, not half a dozen, social media brands that are big enough for people and millions and billions of people to be on and feel like they're free to discuss on. And each one of those has a very unique and separate identity. And the example that I used in a talk that I delivered was around supermarkets. Before we start considering what type of fish we might buy and whether it's pre-packaged or meat or vegetables, we have to understand that there's a saver option, there's the standard brand option, and there's the luxurious option, as well as the other intercontinental options. But we seem to be ignoring the fact that the brand and personality of where we have arrived to, the shopping centre itself, is in itself something that we have bought into. And people similarly, like whether they shop at Costco or Walmart or Sainsbury's, they're all places that we have identified with and chosen to be at. And a lot of people on social media are ignoring the fact that they have chosen to talk in a certain way, to be a certain way, to present themselves in a certain way, and to engage through a platform that has already got a predefined audience in the way people would perceive the nature of the beast or how it works. So, for example, people would not go onto LinkedIn and openly discuss their personal feelings and third sector, voluntary sector, community activities and what they might be, what might be their latest projects and events, like the knitting club and youth services. That people do not go on LinkedIn to do that. I'm not saying that's not a good idea. If anything, it's a great idea to mix things up, and those are great ideas, but nobody does them because people are still bought into the understanding that they have to deliver something that is relative to the LinkedIn brand, in the same way that we have to put all of our personal stuff on Facebook, and then we box ourselves off into different angles so that we are then able to tick other boxes. And it's, I suppose, that's the natural way in which we market ourselves, as well as how we are marketed to. But it's really interesting to understand that actually the understanding of how we have perceived this has then had a knock-on effect. So the brand has identified this is what we would like people to discuss, and that's what's going on. So now we have various platforms where people perceive Twitter to be different to Facebook, and in that they are social media technologies, they are completely unique in their personalities. So each one is there for a different use, is what people believe through their own bias, but it's not necessarily what's true. And what's really interesting with this conversation with the universities is that actually what was coming out was that, again, there was this lack of understanding that they, although have, to some degree, what was actually said, to be fair, wasn't that they've actually chose it, and I think I misunderstood that. It was that they've tried to put that on, and that although there was some of themselves in what platforms to choose and what they'd offered up, there was the offerings that the students have brought. And what's quite interesting is that the first couple of generations of those people that have travelled through university and come out the other end, the ones that are still sort of in that process, are using digital technologies more. We're seeing more webinars backed up and locked down through PowerPoint slides and LinkedIn slides, and how that might be locked down in other ways so that only students can use that information, but students are being part of the process of how to facilitate the learning in a place that's digitally suitable for them. But this has now had a knock-on effect for the future generation. So in essence, social media and the way that we've been using it, and now that we're being more open, especially through what I'm presenting as the educational area, has now meant that we're using it in a much more innovative way. And although this is all great and well, I'm simply filling in the backstory that leads up to the future story of what will happen in the future, which is that we have now shaped and remodeled social media to fit a slightly different means. And we're about to see the revolution play out in a much bigger format, in a much more open, multi-platformed, cross-functional kind of manner, where people are being made to find out how to dig and have specific, almost like websites where people would go to, rather than going to social media. And there's going to be differences now that are going to be brought out through the culture of the digital media. And it seems like there is a second phase in the way social media is being developed, and we're not quite there yet in understanding where it is, but we have already played a massive role in how we might have influenced that, and how people are going to be using social media in the future, because we have shaped the web and we have taken charge of the web. And Tim Berners-Lee would be so proud of us to say that, because that was what he has said we need to do. And to some essence and degree, he feels like, Tim Berners-Lee, the creator of the internet, feels like we might need to do that more. And as he might feel like we need to do that more, it would seem and stand to sense that actually we're only just scratching the surface on the real ideas and values of individuality and taking ownership of the internet. Because through the use of social media, that has been the catalyst that has allowed us to move to the second phase of the social media revolution. And it's a really difficult one to define, because we're still in the early stages, but in essence, we will see this convergence of all things digital being less about social and more about brand and personality, and be merged together as a social communication tool that holds different unique identities together in one small place. And that's it for me. Thank you for listening. I know it was a mouthful. Please tweet me at Tea and Toast or Tea and Social. And please do share your thoughts with me.